Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A 21-year-old man has been arrested for allegedly exposing U.S. secrets he obtained as an IT worker for the government. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department arrested Jack Douglas Teixeira in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information.
Teixeira held the highest security clearance and is accused of doing this deliberately. He has a court appearance today. General Patrick Ryder is the Department of Defense press secretary.
It is important to understand that we do have stringent guidelines in place for safeguarding classified and sensitive information. This was a deliberate criminal act.
A legal battle over the abortion pill is heading to the Supreme Court after a federal appeals court allowed the drug to remain on the market but imposed significant restrictions on its use. The order issued by the New Orleans-based 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals this week in effect returns restrictions on the drug, known as mifepristone, to what they were pre-2016. For most Americans, taxes are due this Tuesday.
Tax expert Mark Stieber with Jackson Hewitt says one big factor is the purchase of a home, which means you can deduct mortgage interest.
And then you kind of have to evaluate charity, medical, other deductions that you might have based on your situation. But it's a delicate balance.
The standard deduction for the 2022 tax year is just shy of $13,000 for single filers and those married filing separately. For those married filing jointly, it's nearly $26,000. But if it makes sense for your situation, he says itemizing may get you a bigger amount. I'm Skip Kelly.
The former Biden administration official Samuel Brenton, accused in two separate stolen luggage cases in different states, was ordered to pay one of the victims back, but was given no jail time. Brenton pleaded no contest to the theft. Brenton still faces felony charges in a second case. USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fake humorous website Babylon Bee. CEO Seth Dillon and others are suing California Attorney General Rob Bonta over a new law that Dillon says violates the First Amendment. According to the lawsuit, AB 587 is a censorship bill and not a transparency bill. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom defended the law by saying it calls out misinformation, disinformation, extremism, radicalization, hate speech, foreign policy interference, and racism. Authorities continue investigating what led to a fatal mass shooting at a Louisville, Kentucky bank this week.
On Monday, the gunman walked into his job at the Old National Bank and opened fire with an AR-15-style rifle, killing 5 people before he was fatally shot by police. Now, the family of the shooter says they plan to have his brain tested for CTE, a disease that can occur in people exposed to repeated head trauma. They believe the gunman suffered 3 serious concussions in his years, of high school football and basketball. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The wildfire burning in West Milford, New Jersey is now 40% contained.
Forest Fire Service officials say firefighters have been working around the clock since the fire broke out Wednesday near a rest stop along Route 23. No structures are threatened at this time, but residents are being told to keep their windows closed to avoid smoke. It comes as another wildfire broke out at Bridgewater early Thursday afternoon, while the nearly 4,000-acre wildfire in Manchester is now 100% contained. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got Dr. Michael Rubin back with us. He is the 1945 contributing editor, a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, and former Pentagon official. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, number one question from our audience is, how does a 21-year-old have such a high level of clearance?
Well, it's not the clearance that matters so much. A lot of people have top secret clearances. Perhaps that's a reflection of just how we engage in overclassification. The broader question, and something which the FBI is going to be looking into now, is how he got access to this material, because just because you have a top secret clearance doesn't mean you're allowed to access top secret documents. There's compartmentalization. There's a need to know. And he appears to have laid his hands and acquired documents that he had absolutely no reason to have possession of.
Exactly. The implication, I mean, the immediate implication was rapid in terms of the response from our allies, and it makes us, at a time when we are on the international stage very vulnerable, it makes us look like we have no idea what we're doing.
You're absolutely right. First of all, with regard to the first question, let me say that he is not going to be the only person arrested, in my opinion, because certain people showed extreme negligence if he were able to get his hands on other documents. But you're absolutely correct, and perhaps this is an indication that we need to classify a lot less and have a much smaller bureaucracy able to access classified materials. When I worked in government, I had an even higher classification. I mean, I had the full gamut, but yes, it was seldom, maybe only once a month, which I would actually access classified material because, simply put, I didn't have any reason to know. I gained more from reading the newspapers than I did from reading the CIA report. The fact of the matter is that too many people in government think they can do the opposite. The problem, when you read a newspaper, you know who the byline is. When you read a CIA report, whoever they're quoting lies in danger by revealing that, and that's what we've done. No allies should trust us until we have serious reform.
Exactly. Michael, give us an idea. I mean, being in the government, having a high level of classification, when you accessed documents, how did you do that? What was the process?
Well, first of all, everyone has a computer, and you have a bifurcation between the unclassified and the classified. Now, you have different levels of classification, but the top layers of classification, those with involving top secret or sensitive and compartmentalized information, phone intercepts and that sort of thing, you have to go to a separate computer terminal for that. Now, in my days, we didn't have that on computer. We had it in a locked room, which you would need to sign into, and we would actually physically read the binders, which would be removed every day by our intelligence security handlers. But either way, everyone should have an electronic sort of trail for what they access, and this is what they're going to be investigating now.
Well, especially now with the technology being what it is, the electronic footprint much easier than before. So basically, when you would go to read sensitive material, the Pentagon had its own, I guess, its own version of a SCIF, right?
Oh yeah, everyone has a SCIF. A SCIF is just a secure facility that no one can get into without authorization, that no one can eavesdrop into electronically. When I've been on shifts, for example, there's been SCIFs. When I go into the Pentagon, there's SCIFs. The State Department has them. It should all be controlled. Certainly there's a breakdown in the system here, which is why I think that the FBI is going to be arresting more people on this.
Well, they've got several things to do. I mean, there's lots of damage control, like you said, and General Austin has come out and said quickly that they were going to do a deep dive and, as you suggest, probably arrest more people and look at the systems and why the breakdown. But what kind of damage directly did this have on, on our war in Ukraine?
Well, first and foremost, I don't think we can actually exaggerate that. The amount of damage. A lot of people are talking about what the CIA said, that it's deeply embarrassing to Ukraine. It's going to cast questions about their ability to pursue a successful counterinsurgency. But remember, this is the same CIA that said that Kiev was going to fall and Kabul was not. The CIA can get things very, very wrong, and the Ukrainians are right to say, hey, let's take this intelligence with a grain of salt. Let's take the CIA assessments with a grain of salt. They get it right only about 50% of the time. In other words, you could save yourself a couple $1 billion and just flip a coin on some of these assessments. Second of all, however, the greater damage is it exposes some of our sources, for example, in the Russian FSB, the former KGB. When people are talking about screenshots or photographs of documents from Russian computers, the Russians are now actively trying to hunt down whoever had access to their documents, whoever was talking to the Americans, and those people are going to end up with a bullet in the back of the neck probably before the time this interview is over. The damage right there in the protection of sources is what's really key.
Yeah, this is, when you talk about the CIA, I mean, they were the ones that developed the concept of plausible deniability. As one expert had said, that the CIA was born to lie. And that's what they do. They're paid to lie, and they just keep on lying. So their credibility is questionable to begin with. And as you say, as a rough estimate, and I think you're being kind, especially as some of the experts would, what they shared with me is that, 50% is a roundup number.
So. Well, let me put it this way, Bill. Back in the 1950s, when social science really became a thing, a lot of academics wanted to treat social sciences as if they were a real science. But what we now know after more than a half century is that there is no science to social science. We see this with a lot of the woke theories which are coming out and so forth. It's all just virtue signaling. It's opinion. But it's not like chemistry or physics or biology. And so the CIA, the whole Directorate of Intelligence, was built upon this idea that they would do scientific analysis. It simply doesn't work, but that's what academe and that's what government is today. It doesn't matter that it doesn't work. That's ultimately the problem. It's not the CIA specifically. It's social science more broadly.
Well, and I agree with you, Michael, because we see this happening in every turn, throughout every institution, throughout life. I mean, you've got these, these barriers or this system that's being established based on this theory of social science, and it's crashing and burning all around it. But, it won't stop Bud Light from, doing a woke commercial, or Disney expanding their reach into the woke agenda, even though it's cost them both billions of dollars.
No, you're absolutely right, and it's one of those, that's a separate issue for businessmen. Look, as a shareholder, I would be furious if whoever I own shares in was focused on anything more than their core business. Once you start virtue signaling, no good can come of it in either direction.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for me, I've been a marketing guy most of my life, and brand identification is critical. And when you violate the brand principles, the market is brutal on you. And this is what some of these woke organizations are, you know, finding the hard way, that in life, gravity still exists. You know, go figure. Dr. Michael Rubin is with us. He continues, and we're going to talk about China next. Stay with us.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Dr. Michael Rubin, the 1945 contributing editor, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, and former Pentagon official. Michael, I want to take a look at what's happening in Taiwan. A lot of eyes are watching the region right now. Most concerned about this is China is being very aggressive, and it's their response to some moves that the State Department, some meetings with the president of Taiwan and a delegation going to Taiwan led by Congressman McCall. I guess on one side, it looks like the international community is starting to respond. I'm just reading now that the German foreign minister is warning of a horror scenario in the Taiwan Strait. So people are starting to talk, which they should, on the international level, because to have, China attack Taiwan, what this would do to the world economy is immeasurable at this point.
You're absolutely right there. If you can picture a map and you draw a circle around India and China, more people live inside that circle than live outside that circle. We haven't had a major war inside that circle. So when you think about the disruption to the economy that Iraq caused or Libya caused, it's nothing compared to what a war within that circle would cause. Mm-hmm. That said, for all we talk about the rise of China, I think what we need to be cognizant of is the greater danger is the fall of China. China's mm-hmm. already passed its peak population. It's going off a demographic precipice. That means they're facing, because of 36 years of the one-child policy, that means they're facing, they're looking off the cliff economically, and they don't like what they see. And perhaps President Xi is thinking we've got to lash out now in order to distract our people from the Communist Party's failure. That's what makes it so dangerous. On the other hand, perhaps they're trying to extract concessions by threatening and by bluster from what they can't really do militarily. If anyone's been to Taiwan, yes, you can decimate Taiwan with missiles. But can you really occupy the country? This is one of the reasons why China has never really controlled Taiwan. It's one of the most topographically rugged places on Earth. And remember, China has an army exclusively made up of single boys, single children, whose parents count on them for support. And President Xi realizes he can't piss off half of Beijing and half of Shanghai, because if you try to occupy Taiwan, tens of thousands of Chinese are going to come home in body bags.
Yeah, there's a lot on the line here. With President Xi and Communist China running out of resources, though it's reported here in the United States, they're the future for, all natural resources, elements, everything that has to do with EVs and electrical elements. But what I'm hearing you say is that's not necessarily so.
Well, what I'm saying is the one-child policy has reverberations that far extend past its end. It wasn't the only evil on a moral basis. It was short-sighted economically. And so you've got a situation where China has an aging population without a social security net, so they can't afford to lose their children. When it comes to lithium, when it comes to other rare earths, not all rare earths are actually rare. It's just difficult to mine them, nor is China the only place where they can be found. You've heard me talk before about Somaliland, which is the peaceful part of Somalia, a self-declared country which has recognized Taiwan. They have lots of rare earth. It's just the United States chooses not to exploit them there because the State Department doesn't want to upset Mogadishu, doesn't want to upset the corrupt pro-Chinese regime in Somalia. We've just got to think in terms of our broader strategy rather than, let me put it this way. The United States is very good at counting the trees. It's not always good at seeing the forest. And so we need a reset on how we approach that.
Can we do it with this administration, Michael?
I'm not sure we can do it with this administration because I'm not sure that Joe Biden is in control. And I'm not sure that people like Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, who I think is only around 45, 46 years old, actually has the experience or the insight to understand how to do this. A lot of people in the Biden administration simply seem to be in it for along for the ride, rather than seeking to impose a fundamental strategic vision. And also within the poison politically, within treating every national security issue as a partisan football, it has distracted us from the game. Look, as we know from the Reagan administration, foreign policy is strongest when it's bipartisan. Ronald Reagan had Tip O'Neill to deal with. We don't have that dynamic anymore.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and we've been saying on the show here, it cannot be about, you know, Republicans or Democrats. It has to be about America and our Constitution. That is our first principle that we must land on. We must consider all things, whether it's of an international consequence or even a domestic consequence. Does it add or take away from our Constitution? Is that a fair proposition?
That's an extremely fair proposition. I'll go so far as to say, Bill, that I'm not sure that every foreign service officer in the United States has actually read the Constitution. It's not taught in the same way as it used to be in our schools. And just from my own experience in government, I would hazard to guess that such basic issues simply haven't been done, which is why we're trying to reinvent the wheel rather than understand that we had a brilliant solution 250 years ago.
Exactly. And I would agree with you 100%, as this is what we do over and over again. We're reinventing the wheel. I mean, we've had successful policies, but because Donald Trump's name happened to be attached to it, oh, no, that can't work. Let's get rid of it. Well, you know, anybody that knows anything about business will tell you, you don't try to fix something that's not broken.
Well, I'll go even further. I don't think the problem was Donald Trump's name is associated with it. I'll say that in today's world, you have a woke generation that's saying Thomas Jefferson's name is associated with it. George Washington's name is associated with it. There's a great deal of self-flagellation. And, you know, look, my perspective has – I went to an ultra-liberal Quaker school outside of Philadelphia. I mean, everyone I knew was hard left. But then I lived in the Islamic Republic of Iran. I lived in Yemen. I lived under threat by Saddam Hussein's Iraq and spent time with the Taliban. And you start to appreciate freedom when you see what the world is like without it.
You know, there's nothing like experience to define preference, right?
Absolutely. But, I mean, one of the problems is today we don't have experience. You have, polls show that an increasing number of young Americans both don't understand the military, don't have any involvement or association with the military on one hand. On the other hand, they think that the United States isn't the beacon for freedom on the world stage. They don't believe in the United States being the indispensable power. Rather, they see us as lagging behind Europe, lagging behind other regions of the world. And honestly, I don't think they've actually experienced what it's like to live in those regions of the world. You have the Tom Friedmans, the columnist for New York Times, singing China's praises. Well, just look at how that held up under COVID. Versus what we did.
And here we are willing to embrace more communist Chinese policies, embrace the WHO, do a backdoor agreement to where if a pandemic comes about, the next one is that the ruling regulatory body would be the WHO. It would no longer be within, you know, our government as we know it. This is extremely dangerous that we would surrender our sovereignty, especially to an entity by track record. I mean, you look back at the 2.5 years of COVID, you can't sit there and say, wow, the WHO just did such a stellar job that we should, you know, follow them going forward, right?
No, I mean, most international organizations are fundamentally corrupt because they subordinate themselves to the Russians, to the Chinese, and so forth. But, you know, Bill, let me find some silver lining.
We got 50 seconds, so I'll let you summarize it with a nice silver lining for us. Go ahead.
Very, very well. I mean, Hollywood seems to have finally gone past the peak and is bouncing back. When I look at Top Gun Maverick, the fact that they kept the Taiwan emblem on
the jacket.
Jacket shows that there is hope over Chinese objections.
Well, there's nothing like experience, like I said, to define preference. You see, even like the Mario Brothers cartoon movie, right? They push back against any influence of the woke community trying to push their agenda, and look at what they're doing. $400 million at the box office, whereas Disney lost all kinds of millions of dollars because they did embrace the woke concept. Dr. Michael Rubin, thank you.
Scott's here.
Do you hear that? Bring the mic in close.
That's not how the grass should sound. There's weeds everywhere on this lawn.
It's time to take action with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action. It gets three jobs done at once. Kills weeds, prevents crabgrass, and feeds your lawn so it keeps growing strong. Ah, much better.
Get a bag of Scott's Triple Action today. It's guaranteed, or your money back.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. A 21-year-old man has been arrested for allegedly exposing U.S. secrets he obtained as an IT worker for the government. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department arrested Jack Douglas Teixeira in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information.
Teixeira held the highest security clearance and is accused of doing this deliberately. He has a court appearance today. A legal battle over the abortion pill is heading to the Supreme Court after a federal appeals court allowed the drug to remain on the market but imposed significant restrictions on its use. The order issued by the New Orleans-based 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals this week in effect returns restrictions on the drug, known as mifepristone, to what they were pre-2016. A TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, but I'm trying to figure out this math here. You know, being a business guy, I don't know, call me stupid. I don't know, but I've never entered into a business that canceled out something before I had the other thing to replace it in knowing that I had enough supply in order to provide said objective. But the government, in all their brilliance, they must know something that I don't, that I didn't learn ever after, you know, all these decades of business experience.
Well, you know, every now and then I comfort myself with the notion that these people are experts. They know a lot that we don't, and they're smarter than we are, and so we should sit back and relax and let them run things. And maybe everything will turn out great. So
Just like the last couple of years. We've just sat back and let them run things into the ground, buddy.
Mm-hmm. How'd it work out for us?
Exactly. I mean, and the thing is they don't want us to believe our lying eyes. And I keep saying the reality hits us square in the face, and it's so insulting because every time we go and, you know, pump gas or go to the grocery store, you know, we've got people coming in and moving into the neighborhood that we don't even understand their language anymore. And, you know, and lawlessness continues to run rampant in our streets. But I guess that's all okay.
Well, maybe that's the plan, and you know, maybe you and I just need to lower our standards for what we expect in terms of being able to walk down the street without getting, you know, hurt or stabbed or killed. Mm-hmm. Having people walk down the street who actually belong here and haven't broken into the country, and you know, being able to go in the store and buy whatever it is you want, not whatever mm-hmm. the government wants. So, you know, these are old-fashioned values. Maybe we just need to let those go and follow the new plan.
I think we need to do what they did. Remember the end of disco, you know, the Chicago Stadium? They burned all the disco records, you know? Remember that? I think
disco records we love now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're back. You know, this is what we love. But all that being fine and well, but still, it's just like, you know, maybe they want, for those of us that are silly enough to still believe in the U.S. Constitution, we just need to have a mass burning of the U.S. Constitution. I mean, it's irrelevant.
You know, put all the copies in a big pile and burn them. We liberate ourselves from those old 18th century backward values like limited government, like government of the people, by the people, for the people, separation of powers, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, all that old fashioned nonsense.
Yeah, it's just absurd. I mean, because if we're going to survive Biden's America, we have to, you know, vacate ourselves of any sense of common sense.
Mm-hmm. What's that phrase? Stop thinking and listen to me. I think it's pretty much that's the edit. Exactly.
Well, that's as he ever is talking, although Jean-Pierre says that he's been the most transparent president. He's taken more questions than all the previous presidents combined, you know, not all, but Obama and Trump, to name just two.
Yeah. I think she said yesterday that he's more transparent than Trump. Wow, that's quite the comment. I mean, whether you like or dislike Donald J. Trump, one thing that guy did when he was in office for 4 years is have sometimes two or three press conferences a day. You'd have particularly when COVID was going full blast, he had those briefings. And he would stand in front of the very hostile press corps. And I think I once watched him go for like an hour and 15 minutes answering questions nonstop.
Right.
And these are not like, you know, what kind of ice cream do you like? These are nasty questions like, you know, why do you call it China virus? Why are you picking on China? Are you racist? You know, questions like this. And he sat there for, you know, well, every single day for a week or for several weeks, actually, you know, minimum 15, 20 minutes, sometimes an hour and 15 minutes, taking questions. And according to Karine Jean-Pierre, our wonderful, esteemed White House press secretary, Biden is transparent because he's answered more shouted questions than anybody else. So he's walking by, yell a question at him. He looks back and gives you a one or two word answer. He grunts or says something indecipherable. Right. So we're supposed to think that responding to shouted questions is now the quintessence of presidential transparency in the Biden age. Amazing.
Yeah, and Peter Ducey was saying that what they do is they keep the press, you know, far away from him, and they're trying to shout questions. And so the other thing that they do is they pump loud music in. So now you're trying to yell over the loud music at an additional distance to try to get a question to the president, who has found new ways to put a lid on his administration and on his presence.
You've got the loud, you know about the loud music. You've got the loud music. You also have, especially when he's heading off to a trip, leaving, walking across the White House lawn, getting on a Marine One in a helicopter. You've got the helicopter blades going. That's very loud. And I know that when Trump would sit down and do his, or stand up and do his impromptu press conferences before hopping on helicopters, it's often very hard to hear him with the helicopter blades going. So you've got the helicopter blades, and you've got the loud music, and then Peter Ducey and others shouting questions at him, and he answers. You barely can hear what he says. It's not going to be any kind of coherent answer. It's going to be probably two, three words, maybe a sentence, rather than any kind of a, you know, extended explanation of any particular idea, policy, proposal, what have you. And we're supposed to applaud and say, this is great. This is presidential transparency. It's unbelievable. I mean, he's just not living up to the basic standards and expectations of his job. It's very, very disappointing.
Well, help me understand this, okay? In light of all the controversy still about Hunter Biden, why is Hunter Biden with the president on Air Force One going to Ireland? I mean, what is Hunter Biden? I mean, is he selling his art?
Maybe he's got some private equity deals or some bank deals to work out with the Irish or something like this. Yeah, I think there are two purposes. One is, given all this controversy, having Hunter Biden on the plane does two things. One, it's sort of a big middle finger to all of us who are concerned about that sort of thing. It's just the brazenness. This is my son. I'm going to take him around anywhere I want, and I don't care if he's under investigation. I'm bringing him with me. That's the first thing. And second thing, I think it subtly says to the Department of Justice, this is my son. You work for me. Hands off, Hunter Biden.
Subtly,
maybe not even that subtly, sends that message, and not in a way that's written down or said over a telephone call where it becomes obstruction of justice. You just have him on the plane. Mm-hmm. And boy, you know, if I want to advance here in Merrick Garland's Department of Justice, I probably shouldn't pursue the Hunter Biden thing too much. or my boss, or certainly my boss's boss, the President of the United States, is not going to be happy with me. So why don't I just go take a long lunch or maybe buy some stuff on Amazon today and not follow those leads in the Hunter Biden case? Mm-hmm. I think it has that, if not that conscious reaction, I think at least at the unconscious level, people who work in the Department of Justice who might otherwise be honest, decent people who pursue this case think to themselves, either, again, consciously or unconsciously, boy, pushing this case with the after that guy who's on Air Force One with the President of the United States, there are probably better things to do to advance my career than that.
Exactly. I mean, after all, it's the same model that he used in Ukraine, right? You better get rid of that prosecutor. If you don't, I'm holding back, what was it, $1 billion or something?
Yeah, I'd be kind of sad if something happened to that little loan guarantee of yours.
Yeah, right, exactly.
A billion or billion and a half, something like this.
Yeah, they've all been conditioned, and like you said, Secret Service or otherwise, the people there in the bureaucracy are just going, well, you know, we've like the rest of us, we're saying we've got two more years to bear this out, if we can handle this, because meanwhile, we're dealing with some serious issues that, oh, yeah, by the way, we do need a leader in to deal with Taiwan and what's still continuing to happen in Ukraine and Russia and China, and now you've got Brazil cozying up with China.
And France cozying up to China.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yep, and so the President of the United States is over in Biden, I guess, on sort of an Ancestry.com tour.
Exactly.
His family tree. Trying to figure out from which castle he and his family descended in Ireland. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I'm not sure that given everything going on, there's any good time to be in a place like Ireland on sort of a warm sentimental journey, if you will. But this is not a very good time when you have Taiwan literally surrounded by Chinese ships. It doesn't send a message.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I had this picture of a cartoon of Joe Biden going to Ireland with a Braveheart face until somebody told him to go, no, that was Scotland.
Oops, wrong country.
Just saying, you know, but it seemed, you know, just seemed fun to have a dress-up day, I guess,
for
Joe Biden.
Yeah. Costume day in April. Halloween in April.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on, give him a break. It was just, he was just there, you know, all wiped out and tired, you know, because he had to adjudicate the egg rolling contest there on the White House lawn, right?
He's putting out the eggs, as I think he said, putting out the eggs. What is that?
Exactly. And then, of course, we've got a weatherman. Here's Roker, you know, one of America's nicest people on the planet, asking him if he's going to run. Can you? Come on, do a brother a favor. Tell me you're going to run for president, right?
That's
so
right.
He kind of gives him a yes-no answer, right?
Yeah, not a very clear answer. But, yeah, you've got the President of the United States sort of quasi-breaking news, not with a major news anchor, but with the weatherman. Yeah, there you go. So that gives you a sense of where we are.
Here we are on that happy note. We'll go to break. We've got more from DeRoy. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Chimeric antigen T-cell therapy, or CAR T-cell therapy, is a unique, personalized approach that harnesses a patient's own T-cells and genetically engineers them to recognize and attack cancer. Among patients with large B-cell lymphoma, or LBCL, it's making a difference in this difficult-to-treat blood cancer. Dr. Manali Kamdar is an associate professor of medicine and clinical director of lymphoma services at the University of Colorado Hospital.
The safety profile and effectiveness seen with CAR T-cell therapy reinforces use among appropriate large B-cell lymphoma patients. Advances in treatment have created a shift in the nearly 30-year standard practice, increasing the potential of long-term remission for more patients.
Patients treated with CAR T-cell therapy may experience serious side effects, including cytokine release syndrome and neurotoxicity, which can happen in the first few days to several weeks after infusion. Talk to a doctor to see if CAR T-cell therapy is right for you. For more information, visit bms.com/celltherapyinfo. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
As promised, back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Roy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. As we started in the first segment, but then we went down a rabbit hole here. Forgive us. But let's talk the EPA. The geniuses have come together. They've worked out the math. And somehow, EV cars for everybody.
Yeah, this is the way the left does this. You know, they're not happy just saying, look, electric vehicles are wonderful. We encourage you to do it. You know, here's some incentives, which I'm not sure I'm crazy about the incentives, but, you know, leaving it that would be one thing. But no, they're going to mandate that as of the year 2030, that's only 7 years from now, 54% of new cars have to be electric cars by 2030. That's so 6.5 years from now, basically. Right. And two-thirds of cars, 66%, just 2 years later by 2032. This is a grand total of 9 years from now. So this is a 931% increase in electric vehicles in 7 years, or a 1,137% increase in 9 years. That's enormous. Yes. And this doesn't just happen, flip a switch and all of a sudden electric vehicles come out. You've got to completely overhaul the assembly lines at every American factory. And then you've got to, in order to build these cars, you know, the electric vehicles all have these enormous batteries. The battery essentially, it's not the battery you and I know of, which is about the size of a couple bags of sugar. The battery is basically the floor of the vehicle. I mean, this thing is about the size, literally about the size of a single bed. Okay.
Exactly.
And those things need lithium, cobalt, copper, nickel, all these various, inputs. Many of which come out of China, few of which we have here, and you would have to ramp up an enormous increase in mining just to get the ore out, and then spend a lot of energy producing the taking these ores, then turning them into heavy, industrial metals and minerals you can use. I saw the calculation by a scholar at the Manhattan Institute that it takes the equivalent of 50,000 barrels. Forgive me. The equivalent of 50 barrels of oil, not 50,000, 50 barrels of oil, equivalent energy of 50 barrels of oil to do all the refining necessary to produce a battery in a car that has the energy equivalent of one barrel of oil. So you're basically using 50 barrels of oil to produce the energy for one barrel of oil. I mean, this is crazy. And if you're talking about the numbers here, we sell usually between passenger cars and light trucks around 16, 17 million units per year. So 54% of that, that's assuming no growth in the market, everything just stays stable. By 2030, we're talking 8.7 million would be about the number of cars at 54%. 66% would be 10.6 million cars approximately that will be electric vehicles. Now, those are all going to be plugged in somewhere. And I want to know, when you plug these into the wall, where are we going to have all this extra energy to power cars that previously ran on gasoline? They're now running on electricity, so they're not going to be plugged into the grid, along with your electric stove, since we're not going to be allowed to have gas stoves, along with the electric heaters, since we won't be allowed to have gas-powered heaters, etc. And I don't know where's all this power going to come from. I don't think even if you said, okay, go for it, you know, start building electric power plants, I don't think you can get electric power plants online that quickly in 7 years once you go through the permits and the planning and construction and on and on.
Oh, can you imagine the regulators? They're going to have a field day on this. Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. I mean, you can already hear the stretching of the bureaucracy as it continues to expand. But, can you say supply chain? I mean, let's go back to what you're going to count on. Okay. Now, we're at a near war with China.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this current administration has really ticked off the Chinese. We've managed to tick off all the oil-producing nations, including Brazil, that just said, hey, I'm out of here with you knuckleheads. Of course, now they've rigged their election, so now they've got a communist in charge, and he's cozying up all part of the BRICS alliance that has been developed that is of the greater plan for the communist Chinese, and that is to be the reigning power of the world. And so, but meanwhile, here Joe Biden, who's not really good friends with President Xi, that's obvious, although he says, I think Kirby says, well, he can pick up the phone and talk to him any moment now. Well, has he talked to him?
He doesn't answer the phone.
We're making
ourselves incredibly vulnerable. I mean, if let's say we decide to go down this electric vehicle path, again, most of the materials we need to make the electric vehicles, a lot of that comes out of China. Remember, Xi Jinping will say, you know what, we don't really feel like exporting cobalt this month. We don't really feel like sending rare earth minerals to the U.S. We're going to hang on to this stuff. What are we going to do? All of a sudden, we're not going to have cars coming out of Detroit and ending up at local car dealerships around the country.
But they've got somebody new to blame now. DeRoy now won't be Donald Trump. It'll be President Xi.
Well,
you know,
they got somebody to blame Trump for this. Somehow or other.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure they will. No doubt. But we are leaving ourselves even more vulnerable to China at a time when tensions are mounting with China very rapidly. And at any point, if I were Xi Jinping, I'd say, you know what, go get your strategic mineral somewhere else. Good luck. See ya.
Yes, exactly.
And watch the U.S. economy just slide right down the chute.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd think a guy like Biden would be smart enough to say, all right, let's avoid that problem and at least make it possible to mine this stuff in this country. What we're seeing is, at the same time these people are screaming that they want electric vehicles, they're not opening mines, they're shutting mines down. They just shut down a couple of potential copper mines in Minnesota, which you need to produce this stuff. There's a project in Nevada that's been put on hold. Alaska has the opportunity to make these minerals. The Biden administration's sitting on those permits. So they're one foot's on the gas pedal to make as many electric vehicles as possible, and the other one is slamming down on the brakes.
Exactly.
Mining, so we can't get the materials we need in order to make the electric vehicles that they're so desperate to force us to buy. I mean, it's a completely, totally, utterly incoherent policy. It makes no sense. It's self-contradicting and self-defeating.
Now you know why we're going in circles. But, but Joe Biden said, look, it's about his gut. I mean, that's what he doesn't want to listen to experts. He just his gut is directing our policy. I'm telling you, if it's his gut, he needs a cleansing. I'm just saying, right?
Get that man some Pepto-Bismol.
Get him some. I mean, he's got some bacteria in his gut there that's really screwing everything up, and he's just not quite, understanding reality here.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, this is an administration that appears not to think with its brain; it thinks with its intestines. And we're seeing, we're seeing exactly the output that you expect in that situation.
Yeah. Well, I think that probably what's necessary, you just bring to mind here, and I don't want to leave you thinking about this for an extended period of time, but I think there's nothing, it's nothing but a good enema could fix, I think.
plans.
Well, I think so.
I think that comes in November of 24. Let's hope it's what they call a hydroponic.
If we can last that long, DeRoy, that's the challenge. I mean, even Donald Trump, you know, I thought he said something quite wise and reminded everybody the other night in the interview with Tucker Carlson, and that is that, you know, we just never talked about the N-word. You know, two N-words you don't talk about. One was nuclear, but now it's thrown around like as if it's nothing. I mean, this is very dangerous where we are right now, and even more dangerous when we have the leadership of Joe Biden to rely on. I mean, Joe Biden has gotten us into this mess, and I will agree with Donald Trump in this. I think that had Donald Trump been in office, all this perniciousness and the dangers on the international stage would have been, you know, set aside and managed, because he was very effective in doing it before. And also that I believe that the conflict between Ukraine and Russia would have been resolved. I believe Donald Trump could resolve that within 24 hours. Joe Biden doesn't have the moxie. He doesn't even have the vision to resolve these issues because he's on a different he's on a different agenda, like I said, and it has little, it seems to me, has little to do with the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, well, I think also when it comes to foreign policy, Biden's approach seems to be that to lead from behind at best, and then just kind of roll over and be nice to people, and somehow they will love you. And, you know, if you're nice to bad guys, mm-hmm. bad guys will be nice too, and you know that's not the case.
Come on, DeRoy. I mean, for 8 years with Barack Obama, that's the way they did, and it worked so great, didn't it?
Oh, beautifully, yeah, with the growth of ISIS and everything else, all those fantastic things. I think one of the advantages of Donald J. Trump was, when he was president, the people didn't like a lot of people complained about the bluster, the bravado, and these, you know, wacky statements on it. I think he let some people like Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin and others think, this guy might be a little crazy, and who knows what he might do. He's kind of unpredictable, and he's kind of, a bit tempestuous. We better behave ourselves because, who knows how this guy's going to respond. You know, that is a much better posture than, the guy in the White House, he's really nice. We can roll right over him. He's not going to respond. You know, he'll just smile and wave blandly, and we'll take advantage of him. And I do think if Trump were in the White House right now, Ukraine's borders would be inviolate. They would not have been penetrated. I don't think Taiwan would be encircled by Chinese boats. We'd have a much more peaceful situation. The deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran that was unveiled a couple weeks ago would not have taken place. I think instead he would have had Saudi Arabia come up with a peace deal with Israel. That would have been probably the fifth or sixth Abraham Accord. And that had continued. And so I think having the wild, crazy guy in the White House who might do anything, oh, my God, who knows what that guy will do next, that did much more for advancing American national security than having nice, friendly, warm, you know, a grandpa lunch bucket in the Oval Office who's being taken care of, or should be taking advantage of by everyone from Beijing to Paris and everything in between.
Well, I like the idea that he said that he left them in doubt 10%, where they thought, you know, they didn't may not have believed 100%, but 10% kept them questioning that he might do that. So maybe I better behave myself, right? I love that.
And you know, and if 10%, they're thinking, you know, there's 10% chance this guy is going to start lobbing, a Trident cruise missiles into the Forbidden City or into the Kremlin. So maybe let's just sit back and you know, behave ourselves. Wonderful. That's great. I mean, that's peace through strength. Plus, I think they call it the wild man theory of international relations. He's so wild, he might do something crazy. Mm-hmm. Let's not antagonize him.
DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thanks very much.
You got it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com.
look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.